Well, here in the U.S., we're just about a week and a half away from the midterm elections, which will decide which party controls the Senate and the House, even though there aren't very many who think the Democrats will be able to take back control of the House. Still, there are tough races being fought in districts all across the country, with the total price tag for the midterm elections expected to reach nearly $4 billion. That's according to new projections from the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics. So let's get to this week's district profile. Each week we've been looking at a single congressional race, and this week it is a race that drew Vice President Joe Biden to Illinois this week to campaign for the incumbent Democrat Brad Schneider, who represents that state's 10th congressional district. Schneider is fighting to keep his job from Republican Bob Dold in a race that is a rematch from 2012. WBEZ's Katie O'Brien is covering the race. She joins us from Chicago. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And this is really the North Shore of Chicago, this district as well. You've got some fancy suburbs in there like Glencoe and Highland Park, but then also you've got more middle class areas like Buffalo Grove.
Full disclosure, I am actually from the district.
Ah.
So I grew up there, and it's changed a bit. There was a remap recently, and the North Shore, as it's kind of lauded in Chicago politics, is not actually included in the district anymore. So Kenilworth, where Bob Dold is from, is actually no longer in the district. This is just north of Chicago, about 25 minutes. You've got Walgreens, Baxter Healthcare, Abbott Labs, Allstate Insurance, and a lot of families that have been there a long time are invested in the area and in Chicago. So there's a lot of back and forth in suburban life and caring about metropolitan issues as well.
And we mentioned that this race is a rematch. Democrat Brad Schneider actually took the seat from Republican Robert Dold in 2012. They have both held this job, and both are now criticizing each other's records. They met at a debate on Saturday, sponsored by ABC7 and the League of Women Voters of Illinois. Let's listen first to Robert Dold.
You say you're going to be bipartisan, yet have produced nothing but a partisan record, as noted by the Chicago Tribune and others, and are running a very partisan campaign. You said you wouldn't cut a single penny from Medicare, yet have gutted the program by over $700 billion. After you've misled the voters this many times, how can they expect to trust anything that you say?
So that's the Republican. This is the response from the Democrat, Brad Schneider, who says that the votes Dold criticizes are the votes he took to protect the Affordable Care Act.
I'll protect the Affordable Care Act because we need it to move forward. And the National Committee to Protect Social Security and Medicare have said that the Affordable Care Act doesn't cut benefits to Medicare. Only one of us has voted to cut Medicare, and that's you. You voted for a Ryan plan, and you voted for it twice. And the Ryan plan ends the Medicare guarantee.
You know, what's interesting there, Katie, is that we don't often hear politicians talking this year about how they voted and are proud to have voted for the Affordable Care Act. A lot of them are trying to keep that quiet because it's not very popular in their district. Obviously, in this district, that is not the case. But let's talk about these candidates. And first of all, the Democrat, Brad Schneider.
So Brad Schneider was a big surprise in the district when he unseated Bob Dold. And he hadn't raised as much money as Dold, who had some big money and some big heavyweights behind him in the last campaign. Brad Schneider is 53 years old. He's from Deerfield. He's a management consultant, but he casts himself as a small business owner because he owns his own firm. So, you know, he's of the people. Meantime, he has a wife who is a top executive at Mesirow Financial. They have a lot of wealth coming their way, and that's been an issue in the campaign. They're not disclosing their tax returns in terms of her income. He's very focused on education, on jobs, on saying that we need to build from the middle out, a champion of the middle class. But I don't think it would be fair to say that he is a member of the middle class. And that's something that the Dold campaign has pointed out quite a few times.
And what about Robert Dold? What should we know about him?
Robert Dold is also from an affluent family. His family owns the oldest extermination company in the country. He's from Kenilworth, which, as I said, used to be in the 10th district, but is no longer. And he is saying that if he wins, he'll move into the 10th district. But for now, he's staying put. Dold took over the seat from his predecessor, Senator Mark Kirk. He is still very popular in the area, and he's been appearing in ads with Dold. Both Kirk and Dold cast themselves as moderates and fiscal conservatives and talk a lot about how they're willing to work with the other party to boost the economy, boost America's reputation, both domestically and abroad.
And there have been some politicians coming in, some well-known politicians. We mentioned Vice President Joe Biden was just there at a rally, and President Obama was in Chicago over the weekend. Are these national politicians really playing a big role in the race in the 10th District?
Vice President Biden came out for Schneider. President Obama didn't really wade into the 10th District, but it never really hurts. He's still very popular in the district, and Representative Schneider is happy to talk about his relationship with President Obama. And Dold actually recently got a big donation from former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, which is kind of interesting because last time, as I said, Dold outraised Schneider significantly, but lost. And now Schneider is leading in total money raised, but he's spending it, whereas Dold is sitting on over $1 million cash on hand with less than 2 weeks to go.
And what are the polls saying?
The polls are calling this very close. It's 46-44. Schneider has a slight edge, but the margin of error is about 3 points. So this is anyone's game.
Katie O'Brien of WBEZ in Chicago talking with us about the race in the 10th Congressional District in Illinois. Katie, thank you.
Thank you.